I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to yet another teacher and artist.
I make prints. I make prints in my basement studio. I got a small little etching press that I ironically named Big Dave.
Named Dave after one of Matt's college professors. We're talking to Matthew Squibb.
I want to start with saying, like, printmaking, I will try to tell people it's like the world's most frustrating way to draw something. It's repetitive, it's backwards, it involves way too many steps most of the time. There's no immediacy, you know, which is hard for a lot of people who are doing it. And it just forces you to slow down, take your time. You have to trust the process. You try to rush through it. It just starts fighting back.
Matt has been wrestling with the art form since he was a kid. Well, printmaking came later. He received a Bachelor of Fine Arts from Bowling Green State University, but was always interested in art from a very young age.
All kids draw. I think all kids have that little bit of creativity in them, and at some point they become self-conscious. Kind of around the junior high age, we call it like the dawning of realism, when everybody decides they want to try to draw things realistically, you know. You decide, oh, well, I'm going to draw a horse, and it's going to look real, and then it turns out terrible, and then you give up on art. Or, you know, that child-like nature of creativity and openness, you know, you just kind of close up a little bit around that junior high age, and people stop doing that thing. And I think pretty early on, I just found, like, it's just a good way to communicate.
Matt transfers this same idea to teaching, as communication is the focus for Matt's students. Technique is important, but the dialogue, the conversation that's being created, that's the goal.
I will say, as a teacher, often when I have students make things that I get really excited about, that has some like content to it and some meat to it, that I always say to them, I get really excited and I'll be like, this is it. This is the piece that's going to get me fired. I'm so excited about what you just made, because, you know, it's going to speak to a bunch of people, and it might not be good, but I like it all the same. I mean, I often tell my students they need to make something that's like a sandwich, and it can't be just two pieces of bread. You know, it's got to have some content to it. So that's kind of how I approach my own work, too. So
Matt's own work is rooted in the Midwest. There's something very Rust Belt about it. In one print series, there's images of houses, a neighborhood that could be your backyard. But these houses are on fire, the roof being blown off, or the whole house being shot up into space. This destruction of middle-class suburbia.
There are two things I was looking at there. There's a process called mezzotint. There aren't a lot of people that do it at this point. You have this tool that has all these little rockers on it. They're all these little teeth. And you rock it across your plate for what seems like hours, 6, 7, 8 hours, every possible direction so that you completely coat the plate. And then the plate feels like sandpaper. And then you go back and you just basically burnish in your image. So imagine like if you charcoaled a piece of paper and then you just created your drawing by using an eraser. That's kind of the process. So I wanted to do that process, but for those prints, I picked homes in my neighborhood, and I was dealing with the idea of kind of like a homeland security thing, or at least that not what you think when you hear those words together, but the idea of feeling safe in your home, and then all the things that could happen to your home. You know, I was thinking, you know, maybe your house just gets sucked up, and maybe your house falls in a hole, maybe your house gets flooded. So all these things we could be so much more scared of than each other.
Asking artists to describe their art is always a tricky question to ask, as I think there's something very annoying about it. The art existing is enough. Asking questions about why the artist picked this subject, why they used this color, what they were thinking during the time of the composition seems besides the point. But as a journalist, these questions help round out an interview. I'm always interested to see how the artist reacts. Matt was very generous, a little protective, and a little mischievous. We set up a 3-strikes deal. where he would answer every question, but he had three strikes to keep his response off the record and off the episode. He used all three, which I thought was kind of funny. But it's the best way to describe Matt and his artwork. There's a confidence and ownership of his art and his ideas. It's represented most obviously in the response to this series of houses crumbling into the rubble of the Rust Belt neighborhood.
Some of the neighbors responded to it very well. Most of the homes that I did, I asked permission for. One of the homes is a gallery owner right here in Sylvania, and they felt it was bad karma to have an image of their house in a sinkhole. They liked it, but then they asked me if I would paint a normal, nice picture of their house. So, which, no, I didn't. Again, you know, I don't have to compromise anything. So I was like, no, this is what you get. Take it or leave it.
This is what you get. Take it or leave it. I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.